angry business owner.
I told him that he had to leave the property.
What were you doing there?
Selling Valentine baskets.
But when one line of attack didn't work...
We called the police about 3 times.
And what did the police do?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Did he use deadly force?
You pulled out a gun and you shot the gun over flowers. Are you a moron?
Judge Judy.
Once you're shot out with a gun, you never view the world the same way.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Julio Arellano is suing Stanley Bowers for falsely accusing him of aiming a gun at him and firing it.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 395 on the calendar in the matter of Arellano versus Bowers.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Arellano, you are suing the defendant for your legal fees and legal costs in a case that involved him, which you were arrested and charged with the commission of a serious crime. Mr. Bowers has a counterclaim, and his counterclaim stems from the same event. He claims that because of your actions, he has been traumatized and he will never again look at the world in the same way. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Bowers. Tell me the date of this incident, sir.
February 14, 2007.
And can you tell me where you were?
We were in a parking lot of a, looks sort of like a condemned building.
Who was there?
Me, my wife, Saba, my neighbor, her 6-year-old daughter.
What were you doing there, Mr. Bowers?
Selling Valentine baskets.
You were selling them from your car?
Yes, ma'am.
How many baskets did you have?
We started out with probably about 15 or so.
Where had you gotten them?
Ordered everything we needed online. Pretty much my wife and my neighbor put them together, loaded them in our truck, and went out there to sell them.
And was this just for extra money?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work were you doing in 2007, Mr. Bowers?
Independent contractor, delivering appliances.
And your wife?
Farmers Insurance. Claim agent.
And you have 3 children?
Yes,
ma'am. According to your complaint. And what was your neighbor and her 6-year-old doing there as well?
The neighbor and my wife, they're the ones that were actually selling the baskets. I just went along with them, and she brought her 6-year-old daughter.
What time did you arrive there?
2:30, 3 o'clock or so.
In the afternoon?
Yes, ma'am.
Were there any other cars there in the parking lot?
Yes, ma'am. There were a U-Haul there with over hundreds of baskets as soon as you come into the parking lot.
Now, the U-Haul with hundreds of baskets, who did that belong to?
No idea.
Were they selling
yes,
things
ma'am.
Out of that U-Haul, also for Valentine's Day?
Yes, ma'am.
And you started out with about 15?
Yes, ma'am.
How many did you have by the time you had your confrontation with the plaintiff?
About 6 to 8 baskets.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll hear from you, sir. It's 2:30 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Valentine's Day. Let me hear you.
Your Honor, on that day, I have this lady. She rents from me every Valentine's Day, every February 14. In this particular day...
She rents from you what?
The parking lot.
Somebody rents a parking lot from you?
Yes, ma'am.
You own the parking lot?
Yes, ma'am.
Show me that you own the parking lot.
I have a copy of the... Of the permit.
You're showing me a copy of what?
Of the permit from this lady and myself.
You had a temporary retail use of this lot?
Yes, ma'am.
And so that... you were either the tenant or the owner of this parking lot?
Yes, ma'am.
And what you're telling me is you rent it to somebody else?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. And what does the somebody else do there?
They sell flowers.
Is that the big truck that's in the front?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's the big truck with hundreds of baskets in the front?
Yes, ma'am.
You received a complaint from your tenant?
Yes, ma'am.
Fine. And as a result of that complaint, what did you do?
On that date, Your Honor, the lady called me and said that...
Don't tell me what she said. As a result of getting that phone call, what did you do?
I went out there, Your Honor, because we called the police about 3 times. The police officers show up about 3 times. They checked my tenant's permits. She was fine. The police officers checked his permits. Of course, he did not have any.
And what did the police do?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Nothing?
They left.
Fine. So the police came 3 times and saw, spoke to him. He had no permit, and they left.
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor, the police...
So, now what did you do?
Now, I was in about 10 minutes away from that building at that time.
Well, how did you know the police came three times?
The lady there told me, my employees told me.
Oh, you don't know about that.
Right.
The tenant told you.
Yes, ma'am.
Huh. Well, as far as you knew, now I'm not taking this as gospel truth, but as far as you knew from your tenant, the police had been notified, had come out three times.
Yes, ma'am.
And had not either arrested or thrown him off the property.
Correct.
Correct?
Ma'am. Correct.
So now you show up.
I show up.
Go ahead.
I went out there, Your Honor. I asked him very nice.
Don't tell me what you asked him very nice.
Okay.
Just tell me what you told him.
I asked him if he had any permit to be there. He said no. And I told him that he had to leave the property because it was a private property.
Right.
And the other tenants pay me rent to stay there. He did not, so he had to leave.
And?
At that time, he told me that the police officers told him that he could stay there. He could sell his baskets. At that time, I called the police again. We waited, I would say, about 10 or 15 minutes. The police officers did not show up. So at that time, I still repeating to him that he had to leave. He did not leave. At that time, I came frustrated with the police. So I kicked one of his baskets around.
So you what?
I did kick one of his baskets.
You took his basket.
Right. I threw it away.
You can't do that.
Of course.
You have no right to do that.
Yes, ma'am. At that time, he attacked me. He came by to
me. He didn't touch you. Don't lie. He did not put his hands on you.
Yes, he did.
Nope.
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
No, he didn't put his hands on you. Didn't put his hands on you. First of all, he could have put his hands on you because you just took his property. So what did you do, Mr. Arroyo?
I tried to defend myself, Your Honor. I was...
Tell me how you did that, sir.
Okay. He grabbed me and hit me. He was hitting me like this.
Oh, I don't believe a word of that, sir.
Oh, you...
That not a word of that is true. That's baloney.
Okay.
That's baloney.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Are you a moron?
No, ma'am.
Well, there's something wrong with you. I would be hiding under a rock, not acting as plaintiff in a lawsuit. There's something wrong with you.
And later today...
You put the children on the swings, and you were pushing them to the moon.
I tried to catch him. I couldn't. And he went into the steel stanchion of the swing set.
So he was injured?
Head first, yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julio Arellano says Stanley Bowers had him falsely arrested for firing a gun at him. Stanley is countersuing for intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Mr. Arellano, he did not put his hands on you, and he did not hit you. You show me in the police report where it says that he hit you. Show me the police report.
Your Honor, I will. The police report is only one side, Your Honor.
No, I want to see the police report. Quiet, please. Listen, if you can't behave yourselves, you'll leave. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm talking to my audience.
Oh.
Do you understand?
Your Honor, I have a...
I asked you to show me in the police report where you say he hit you.
Okay.
Let me see.
The police report is here, Your Honor.
Does it say in the police report that he hit you?
No, ma'am.
No, because he didn't put his hands on you.
My son.
What did you do, Mr. Arroyo? Tell me what you did. I read what you did. I can't believe what you did, but I read what you did.
Your Honor, if you read the...
I asked you what you did.
Okay. I defended myself, Your Honor, at that time.
What did you do, sir?
He was trying to throw me on the floor. I released
myself. You pulled out a gun on him. And you shot the gun.
Okay.
You pulled out a gun and you shot the gun over flowers. Are you a moron?
No, ma'am.
Well, there's something wrong with you. I would be hiding under a rock, not acting as plaintiff in a lawsuit. There's something wrong with you. Over 15 baskets of flour, somebody's trying to make a living, and you knew the police were there, and the police did nothing to him. And when he says to you, the police said I could be here, and you said, no, you can't, you got frustrated, you took his flowers, you threw them to the ground, you told him to leave, and then you pulled a gun and shot the gun? I mean, is there something wrong with you?
No, ma'am.
Well, where do you live? Here?
In Dallas, ma'am.
In Dallas, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you lived there?
45 years.
You ought to know better. That's not the way civilized people deal with things. Now I'll read the report. Officers also observed the spent .45 caliber casing on the parking lot pavement, at which times the officers separated both witnesses and they both gave the officers the same account of how the events took place. Witness Gray advised that she was driving eastbound on Leadbetter when she glanced over to the offense in the parking lot and observed you with a gun pointed over the complainant's head as she was driving into the parking lot, and that you fired one shot, narrowly missing the complainant's head. And then you pointed the gun at the complainant's chest and stated, "Get the F off my property." This is from an eyewitness. This isn't somebody who's there. Unbelievable. Police officers determined that you had used a deadly conduct knowingly and intentionally. He was given his Miranda warnings and placed under arrest. Good for the police officer. Why do you think,
Your Honor, if you
sir,
can hear my...
why do you think that you are entitled to any relief?
Your Honor, that's not the truth. If you can hear my side of the story, I'm trying to let people know my side of the story, Your Honor.
I have to tell you, sir, you don't have a side of the story. You don't have a side of the story. You had the police who responded to a call. According to what you knew, three times, this tenant of yours called the police and said, "I want you to get this other person who doesn't have a permit off the premises because I have a permit to be here and he doesn't." And the police came three times and they see him. And I don't know what the laws are in Dallas. Maybe if you sell less than 10 items or 15 items, you're allowed to sell them out of your car. I don't know what the law is. But the police know what the law is, and the police responded to your complaint and chose not to take any action. And then you show up, and you call the police again, and the police don't come. And you're frustrated. So you take his property, and you throw it on the floor, which you can't do. Now, I do not believe that he beat you, because a man of this size, if he beat you, it would have been in the police report that there were injuries. So he didn't put his hands on you. But he also wasn't going to leave. And you got frustrated, and you took out a gun over flowers, not because you were defending yourself, because that, sir, I do not believe. You were furious that he wasn't listening to you, and you told him, according to the witnesses, not him, according to the witnesses, to get off your property, and then you shot over his head, and they found the bullet casing. You would be spending 2 years in prison if I was sentencing you. Now, you went to trial on this case?
Yes, ma'am.
And a Texas jury found you not guilty after trial. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, because I wasn't guilty.
You were guilty. They probably felt sorry for you because maybe 45 years and you've been living a relatively clean life. You're allowed to carry your gun. I wouldn't let you carry your gun anymore. I would lift your carry permit and not let you carry your gun anymore because you don't know what to do with it. But if it costs you $10,000 to hire a lawyer and defend yourself, good. That's what's supposed to happen. You don't have a right to pull out a gun over flowers.
That was not over flowers.
It was over flowers.
I would say no.
It was over flowers. And it was over flowers that the police told him, in all probability, sell the rest of your flowers and then get out of here. And you didn't like it. And that's tough. And you didn't like the fact that he didn't listen to you. And that's tougher.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Once you're shot out with a gun, you never view the world the same way. Never.
And later today...
He wasn't pushing himself.
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't his five-year-old brother's fault. Instead of moving and getting right behind him, you pushed him off to the side. Been there, done that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julio Arellano says Stanley Bowers had him falsely arrested for firing a gun at him. Stanley is countersuing for intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Now, you don't have the right to take out a gun in a public place and shoot at him. And on that counterclaim, I'm awarding him $5,000, because that's his counterclaim. Because once you're shot out with a gun, you never view the world the same way. Never. You're always looking over your shoulder. You're always saying, what kind of a nut am I going to come on to today? Not doing anything wrong. Wants to make an extra couple of bucks for his wife and his three kids. They ordered stuff online. They stayed in their living room and kitchen and put everything together. They sold six baskets. They had another six baskets to sell. And over that, it cost you money, cost you time out of your life. Didn't cost you enough as far as I'm concerned. This is going to cost you. Judgment for the defendant on the counterclaim for $5,000. That's all.
What is our excuse when we step out?
I think she was fair. He got what he deserved.
When he attacked me first, then he was chasing me to my building. At that time, I was afraid of my life.
He told the police that he felt that threatened of how big I was. That's why he fired the gun at me.
I turned around. I asked him to stop. He did not stop. At that time, I got my gun out, which I have all the right to use it.
I never seen him. My back was to him. My wife was in front of me. I heard her scream.
I pointed at him. He said he still did not stop.
As I turned around, I seen a gun. I kind of ducked, and that's when he fired.
At that time, I shot to the air, and he did stop.
After he did fire, he kind of got nervous because everyone was out, and it kind of made him think about it.
The good people should have those kind of guns because the bad people always have them with them, so the good people should have them too.
There's a lot of idiots out in the streets that don't need to carry a firearm.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Crow versus Byers. Bayers.
Casey Crow is suing her father, Frederick Bayers, for medical bills and co-pays after her son was injured while in his care.
I assume you two people came here because you want a decision that's of Solomon-esque nature, not because you don't like each other anymore. Is that a fair statement?
That's
correct.
True.
I assumed so. I assumed that when I looked out and I saw the two of you, and you appear to be in reasonable humor, don't look like you're particularly angry with each other, you want somebody to tell you who's right and who's wrong. Mr. Bayers, you have two grandchildren. This is your daughter. She has two children.
I have three grandchildren, two with this daughter.
And you were babysitting?
Yes, not really babysitting. My wife was babysitting. I decided to take the children out of the park.
That would make you the babysitter?
Yes. Okay, I was babysitting.
You were in charge of the children?
Yes.
How old are your grandchildren that you were
five and
with?
Two.
And when you got to the park, you put the children at some point on the swings. One in one seat, one in another seat.
That's correct.
A two-year-old, I gather, in one of those bucket seats.
That's correct.
And then you started to swing them both. As we have done often, hit one, then the other. The five-year-old is learning how to pump with their feet so that maybe they can get a little momentum, right?
That's correct.
And you were pushing them to the moon, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what happened, Mr. Bayers?
Well, I was pushing one, and then I'd go over and push the other.
I understand what you were doing, sir. I've been there, done that.
Okay. As I pushed the little one, the two-year-old, I didn't get directly behind him, and I caught him a little off, and he went at an angle. And as he went at an angle, his brother was on the downslope. And his brother hit him, forced him at an angle this way. I tried to catch him. I couldn't. And he went into the steel stanchion of the swing set.
So he was injured?
Head first, yes.
On your watch?
Yes.
Because you were negligent. Because you were negligent.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What your daughter says is you took him to the emergency room. It's not covered by insurance. And she says it's your responsibility to pay. And you say you're the parent, you pay. So you want me to give you an answer?
That's why we're here.
Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Mr. Bayers, you just told me that you pushed him, and you didn't push him right from behind. You pushed him from an angle, as a result of which he went up in an angular direction, and he was hit by his brother. That's your negligence. He wasn't pushing himself.
No, he wasn't.
It wasn't his five-year-old brother's fault. His five-year-old brother's coming down straight. Instead of moving and getting right behind him, you pushed him off to the side. Been there, done that. That's your negligence. It didn't happen as a result of an act of God. It happened as a result of the caretaker's negligence. So what your daughter says is you took him to the emergency room, and he's fine now, but the emergency room bill was $1,200. That's not covered by insurance, and she says it's your responsibility to pay, and you say you're the parent, you pay. So you want me to give you an answer?
That's why we're here.
You pay. Person who's negligent pays. These are out-of-pocket expenses, $1,200. So she said, you were babysitting, you did the wrong thing. Why should I be out-of-pocket the money? And she's absolutely right. Now, if you didn't have the money, she, of course, is responsible. As between your daughter and the hospital, she's responsible. But as between your daughter and you, it's your tab, Mr. Bayers. $1,200 judgment for the plaintiff. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm very pleased. I believe he was negligent, and I think he should have to pay the medical bills.
I think it was a fair decision.
It was awful.
I'm glad the boys weren't injured worse than they were.
I had no idea what had happened. My mother gave me a call and said, get to the emergency room now.
I was devastated. I didn't make the phone call. My wife did.
When I saw them arrive 5 minutes after we got there, I was just horrified. His head was completely split open.
His whole face was filled with blood. I was terrorized.
Grandparents are grandparents, and they have faults, too, and... you know, things like this happen.
The stitches are out. You can still see the mark, but he's doing a lot better.
I hope we can just put this behind us and go on with our lives being happy father and daughter.
There will be no hard feelings between my daughter or my grandchildren and myself.
No hard feelings.